Morning Edition on WVIK is supported by Mercy One Genesis.
Good morning from the WVIK newsroom in the Quad Cities. I'm Joseph Leahy. Iowa Senate Republicans have reelected Jack Whitver as Senate Majority Leader. He's held the Senate's top position since 2018 and represents parts of the Des Moines suburbs. Whitver's reelection on Tuesday comes as he continues treatment for a brain tumor diagnosed last spring. Senate Republicans also reelected Amy Sinclair as Senate President. Ken Rosenboom is the new Senate President pro tem. That's after Brad Zahn lost his re-election bid last week, and Senate Democrats still need to elect a new minority leader. Federal prosecutors have spent weeks showing how former Illinois House Speaker Michael Madigan helped allies land no-show Commonwealth Edison jobs. WBEZ's Dave McKinney reports on one instance.
Jeffrey Rush is the son of former Democratic Congressman Bobby Rush. Jeffrey was fired from his job at a state halfway house for women for allegedly having sex with multiple residents. After Rush pled guilty to a criminal charge, Madigan tried to help him line up work. Prosecutors played a secret FBI recording where he touted Rush to co-defendant Michael McClain.
This is a guy that I'm going to want to help somewhere along the road. He's got a real good background in criminal justice.
McClain, who used to lobby for ComEd, asked an executive if the utility would hire Rush. The executive said no. Reporting from the Dirksen Federal Building, Dave McKinney, WBEZ News.
Illinois' Attorney General is launching a statewide conviction integrity unit to investigate claims of innocence and remedy wrongful convictions. Those submitting claims of innocence must be currently serving time for the sentence they're seeking to reverse. If someone is found innocent, Attorney General Kwame Raoul will work with the local state's attorneys to determine the steps for seeking relief. Those interested in applying can find more information on the Attorney General's website. Students are invited to share their input on Thursday about a new bill legislators and advocates say would make going to college in Illinois more affordable. WBEZ's Lisa Corian Phillip has details.
The legislation would shift the burden of paying for public higher education from students through tuition and fees to the state. The bill would require an additional $100 million annually over the next 10 years of taxpayer funds. It would also distribute funding to public universities based on the share of historically marginalized students they serve, among other factors. Versions of the bill have been introduced in both chambers of the General Assembly. Legislators invite students to a forum this Thursday at the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign to learn about the initiative and provide feedback. Lisa Corian Phillip, WBEZ News.
The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services has awarded a $10 million grant for the University of Iowa to develop a new treatment for ovarian cancer. College of Pharmacy Dean Jill Colliser is working on a drug that will make ovarian tumors more sensitive to immunotherapy by helping the immune system recognize the cells surrounding them. She says that this could bring ovarian cancer treatment into the 21st century.
Treatment paradigm for ovarian cancer has not changed in the last 30, 40 years. We still use a doublet of chemotherapy, which has a lot of adverse effects and you know, is not all that effective. Most people with ovarian cancer still die of their cancer.
More than 12,000 people nationwide are estimated to die from ovarian cancer this year, according to federal data. I'm Joseph Leahy, WVIK News.